to the club because you're that kind of nerd.
Hello and welcome to the club that is That Kind of Nerd, a show where I was in the Amazon with her mom when she was researching spiders before she died. I am your host, Brian. I am joined by my two co-hosts slash competitors, CJ and Josh. Say hello, gentlemen.
What up?
It is a pleasure to be here.
And if you've never seen the show and don't know what I'm talking about, I feel like you should listen to other episodes of the show because I'm not going to explain it. Anyway, we are going to be presenting some topics. I will be rating you as I want and as per my judgments that will not be explained to you beforehand. So, CJ.
On the judgment of the Christ.
CJ, you get a point for laughing at my joke. There you go.
Yay.
And how are we feeling about your topics today, gentlemen?
I've got a Russian roulette of my topics, so,
Great. Throw it all away.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Throw it all in the garbage, probably where it belongs, if that reaction is to say anything. I have something that I think we should do. Bear with me one moment. Okay. So, we have done this before. It's been so long since we've done it, though, that I figured, you know what? Let's have a little fun today. Let's just throw out the whole topic thing. Because let's face it, there's really not much to talk about unless you want to hear me complain about Madam Web for 3 hours.
I'd like to subscribe to that one. Yeah.
See, why
what?
I didn't see the trailer. I went ahead and Googled that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
It's everywhere.
Why, like, I see the quote.
Sure.
I'm reading this article, yes. Right, for On Defector. He was in the Amazon with my mom when she was researching spiders right before she died. And it says, you have to hear how she delivers the line. It's incredible.
Yes.
And then they just have the line repeating for the rest of the article.
Yeah.
Why?
Dakota Johnson. Did the most Dakota Johnson Dakota that you could ever Dakota in the Johnsons.
She decoded all over the decoded line. And first off, the line, and it's a terrible line.
It's a terribly written line.
And it's almost like in the trailer, because that pops up like halfway through the trailer. It feels like the people who were cutting the trailer were like, we need to explain this entire plot in the trailer.
Yeah.
Because it's very clearly like, it seems like it's added in after the fact. It seems like Dakota Johnson did not say that on set and said it instead in a voiceover booth.
And it was like the 15th take. They're like, can you just give us anything, please? It's
which makes the line delivery even worse than it would have been if she had done it live on the day. And listen, I'm not going to sit here and tear Dakota Johnson apart. She's doing her job. I don't think this movie needs to be made, but she's doing her job now that the movie's being made. It's a terrible line. Delivered terribly, and people are running with it. And
it sums up every feeling you have about the trailer itself. Like it sums up perfectly
everything
cements
that is wrong with what Sony thinks we're looking for in these movies.
Can I ask one? Just since we're already down this rabbit hole, there is now a rumor that Spider-Man 4 will marry the Sony Marvel Extended Universe thing and the MCU. It'll finally bring these two things together, because as Brian and I talked offline, things like the Madam Web trailer and Morbius and all of that are really hurting the MCU brand, right? They're really, because everyone
really
thinks they're Marvel movies. Like
that's what's wrong with Marvel.
I was going through threads and someone's like, Marvel throwing out the trash again. I'm like, just so we're all clear,
this is not Marvel's
fault. This is Sony. Same thing with Morbius. This is not Marvel's fault. This is Sony's fault.
Well, and you know what, quite frankly,
Craven, the same thing. This isn't Marvel's fault.
Quite frankly, Sony asked for it when they tried to take Marvel's version of the Joker or of the Vulture and shove them into their shitty-ass Morbius movie.
God.
So, you know what? If Spider-Man 4 does merge these things, and that gives, you know, some people at Marvel the license to say, no, don't do that thing. That's a stupid thing.
Follow our
I'm
rules,
all for
please.
It, but I don't think that'll happen. I want that to happen. I don't think that will. If Sony could just retain the rights to the characters and let Marvel continue to make their movies for them, I'd be very happy.
You're getting 50%. Are you happy? Like, that's what you'll get. Anyway.
Throw that away.
Josh, watch the trailer. Come
we're
back.
We're not talking about the Madam Web trailer or any of the other trailers that we were shooting back and forth over the week. We are going to do something a little bit more unhinged.
Okay.
And we're going to do...
Is it a movie grid?
We're going to do a tier list.
Oh, a tier list.
And we are going to rank Nicolas Cage films. So
okay.
You will see here your categories from the bottom going up is this had Cage? Question mark, i.e. Huh. You didn't know Nicolas Cage was in this thing. I did not see this Cage, i.e. none of us saw this version of Cage. Then you have bad Cage, Cage, good Cage, and the cagiest of Cage.
Gotcha. Okay. Just so we're clear, bad Cage, does that mean good Cage?
Really depends on your definition.
So this is confusing. This had Cage, meaning...
you didn't know Cage was...
Am I saying that I didn't know that Nicolas Cage appeared in this film, or am I saying that he wasn't at all batshit crazy, and so...
I am very happy. You see how you're like
it's confusing.
Oh, I see, and that is why we are going to determine if you are rating the Cage performance or are you rating the Cage movie.
For example,
as a group right now.
Okay. So here's the thing, though. But like the scale here implies that batshit crazy Nick Cage is bad.
I will reverse the categories if you'd like me to.
Because the Cage infers to me that is the most Nick Cage, but then it also is good, right?
See, but it can't be because it's red. You get what I'm...
Well, no, that's like
the scale, the red is always the highest. It that is what it is. Like
red is the highest?
Yes.
This is how
the website builds their thing. So forget about the color coding
Can we use an example real quick as one?
So let's take Face Off, for example.
Okay. All right. Face Off. Yes.
All right. So Face Off, Cage performance, probably not the cagiest of Cage performances, right?
Well, but what are we saying here?
Because
you can eat a peach for hours.
Right. Like, I mean, that's one scene in a 2-hour film, right?
May I throw out a scene just to not from Face Off, but from, all right, Ghost Rider, he's scratching at the door, right?
That's from Spirit of Vengeance.
Right, okay. Is probably one of the cagiest Cages that's happened, correct. Right? That scene is complete unhinged Nick Cage. But it's the rest of the movie is bad Cage.
Sure.
Right?
Correct.
So, agree on the scale, Josh, so far? That is a cagiest Cage moment. He's scratching at the door as he's transforming into Ghost Rider.
So this is why the question is, are we rating his performance or are you going to rate the movie?
Brian, you fall into the classic trap that Hollywood Reporter and everybody else has made of you have created a list without consulting Josh first.
Rate the fucking movie.
Okay, then this is the scale.
Which then means, for example, when he gives a timid performance that's grounded and really good, right, that a normal actor would deliver and makes a good movie, it would be the best Cage, even though it is not good Nicolas Cage.
I'm telling you, the answer to your question is based on, are we rating the movie or the man?
We've decided we're rating the movie.
Would be the best Cage.
Like, the Family Man is a very well-grounded Cage and would go in the best Cage, right?
Great movie.
Right.
Great movie.
Okay. Perfect.
We agree. Great. I'm just calibrating where we are. I'm just doing a little calibration.
We have been calibrated. All right. The This Had Cage in It is question mark is you didn't even know Nicolas Cage was in this movie. Like, I don't know. There's a ton of films in here that he's in that I didn't know he was in.
What?
I did not see this Cage, i.e. none of us have seen the movie. And then you've got bad Cage, good Cage. And now I guess the best Cage. Because the cagiest of Cages was just too much for you guys to get behind. So, that being said, we all are in agreement of what we're doing here.
Yes.
Then yes.
Now that we've decided what we're doing here, you will be earning points based on if... I'm not going to do too much in this conversation. It's going to be the two of you. You'll be earning points depending on what your thoughts are on this movie, if I agree with them, and if we have a split, like... Oh, I think this should be an S, and I think this should be an F. Whoever gets that into their tier based on their arguments, sure, we'll get that point. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes.
Cool. All right.
I'm going to be downloading a ton of movies at the end of the day, just so you know. Probably. You've made me add movies to my movie collection.
And that was part of my motivation behind this. I'm not going to lie. Nicolas Cage has done a lot of films. A lot of films that have been straight to streaming or straight to DVD, as well as some huge films. So let's start with one of the bigger ones earlier in his career, right? Let's start with Face Off. We'll just go down the list like this here. Face Off. Where would you put Face Off?
Cage.
That's Cage? That's like the best Cage.
No.
No. Okay. Present your argument, sir.
I mean, overall, it's really campy, kind of shitty movie. Like, it's not, you know, it's got a kind of a cult following because there are some Nicolas Cage pretending to be John Travolta and John Travolta pretending to be Nicolas Cage and sort of those like idiosyncratic things, but not a great movie.
Isn't the campiness part of its charm though?
Right. I can grant you as a movie critic, the story is a little convoluted, right? The acting sometimes goes a little off the rails. However, it is a remote dropper. Back in the day when you were scrolling through the TV channels, if Face Off was there, the remote fell. Done deal. Nope. You were watching that movie.
So we got Josh saying this is Cage. CJ, you're saying this is the best Cage.
I'm fine with maybe splitting the difference and saying good Cage. Good.
You could put it in A, you know.
Okay. All right.
Good Cage.
Josh not feeling very passionate about this. What about Gone in 60 Seconds?
I'm completely biased to this, so
Josh, what are your thoughts on Gone in 60 Seconds?
Put us in the land of where it should really be.
Yeah, when CJ used the term remote dropper, that was this movie.
Okay.
I'd put it at A.
Okay. You wouldn't put it at the best Cage?
No.
Okay.
Because it's a shitty movie.
But better than Face Off?
It is better than Face Off, but doesn't belong in S tier.
Oh, God, please don't make this. Let's not do the better than the other movie that's already in that tier.
Listen, this is my tier list. I'll do it however I want. You just lost that point now for that because laughing at my joke earlier. Now you're both at zero. Because neither of you have made any compelling arguments for why these shouldn't be in the best Cage, quite frankly. I think I might have to realign some things here. But we'll go down the list here. Ghost Rider. The
bad
first Cage. Ghost Rider.
Bad Cage. Bad movie.
Okay.
Can I put it in this ad cage in the sense of so bad? But no.
So bad? No.
Because we knew he was there.
This ad
and he
cage
gave a performance that was very Cage. Yep. Right. Okay.
Oh, actually, you know what? Let me do that. This ad cage is exclusively for you didn't even know he was in it.
Didn't even know. Right.
Pig.
Didn't see it.
I didn't see it either.
I didn't see Cage. Yeah, I didn't see this Cage. I know it existed. Didn't see it.
I know he's got a lot of Oscar buzz around it. Looking Glass.
Never heard of it.
I did not see this Cage.
Yeah, see, now we're starting to get to the straight to streaming stuff. 211.
Also, I'll say Looking Glass. This had Cage? I didn't even know this movie existed. I knew Pig existed, right?
Okay. All right.
But I did not know Looking Glass was even a thing.
All right. I'll give you that. 211, 211.
I never heard of.
This had Cage?
Okay. Never heard of that. Jiu-Jitsu.
This had Cage?
Wow. See, again, Nicolas Cage doing. Okay.
Do you have the what years that these movies came out, by the way?
I do not.
2023.
Yeah. I'm sure Josh is IMDBing them as we go along.
I'm not, but, you know, they're all straight to video.
Yeah. Most of them are.
This is how he pays off that pyramid he bought, right?
He bought a pyramid?
Yeah, didn't he buy like a pyramid tomb? Am I crossing my crazy actors who did stuff?
I mean, let me pull up his IMDb real quick so that if there is a question as to what a movie is or when it came out, we have it. All right, perfect. Okay. What is this? Grandible. Is this another we've never seen at this ad cage?
Not even a clue.
Josh, I'm assuming you haven't seen Grandible?
No.
All right, I'm just making sure. You never know. You watch a lot of stuff,
yes,
Josh.
Nick
that I
Cage
don't watch.
Has a pyramid tomb in New Orleans, by the way.
I am Nick Cage is not an actor where I'm like, I need to watch everything this guy's done. Like Bruce Willis. Like he just takes movies because he's short on time. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, it's like I gotta pay the taxes, and then in the show notes you'll see a picture of his tomb that he purchased. I'm okay with taking a couple shitty streaming movies to pay for this plot.
Let's skip ahead here to you know, let's bounce around here because I don't want to just go into, we've never seen half of Nicolas Cage's catalog for a while. Willy's Wonderland. I have seen this Cage.
I did not see this Cage.
Okay, so I'm the only one, and you guys are beholden to me.
Yeah, I was actively avoiding that movie.
I heard it was what FNAF was going. This was going to be the closest thing you're going to get to FNAF until we FNAF actually learned that this out, right? was actually happening.
This movie, although a bad movie, right. Nicolas Cage does elevate it, and he also does not speak throughout the entire film.
He doesn't talk?
He does not talk. If I recall correctly, the story I read was if he talked, they would have to pay him more. So they worked around it by not giving him any lines.
Yeah, it's bound to be a plus.
Yeah, I mean, it was an enjoyable film. I had a good time. I will never watch it again. It is bad Cage.
Right.
1,000%. Matchstick Men.
This is the best Cage.
This is the best Cage.
I think we even did a retro review on this.
We in fact did it.
Fucking movie. Great movie.
All right. Has anybody seen A Score to Settle?
No.
All right. How about anybody seen Joe?
No.
I did not think so. All right. Next, which is Madam Web, but better, which also inspired
that is bad
this
Cage.
List.
Bad.
Bad Cage? Oh.
Bad Cage.
Bad.
I kind of
just for the hair
like
alone,
next.
Yet alone.
The hair is terrible.
The acting in that movie is atrocious.
The hair is terrible. I actually kind of like Next, but this is your all's list, so we'll I'm just going to go ahead and assume no one has seen Seeking Justice.
No.
All right.
Heard of this.
Or the USS Indianapolis.
Isn't that the one about the sharks?
You're going to have
Sharknado.
To Google that.
Sharknado.
Have any of you seen The Color of Space?
No.
I would like to see this. I'm telling you right now, it's H.P. Lovecraft story with Nicolas Cage. I think you can't go wrong. All right, here's another one I know at least one of us has seen. Mom and Dad. This you guys Cage? Didn't watch this? We did an episode about this film, or we talked about this trailer, and then you guys did not watch it? My wife and I did. It was awful.
I did not see this Cage.
It was awful.
Right.
But it was much like Willy's Wonderland. I'm not sad that I watched it, but it was not good. Let's go to Raising Arizona.
Best.
Best Cage.
The best Cage. Not as good as Matchstick Men, though.
No, it's better than Matchstick Men.
Yeah, it's better.
Okay. Snake Eyes.
Good Cage.
I have not seen this Cage.
I have seen this Cage. I don't agree it's good Cage. Can you give me a solid argument here, Josh?
Yeah, it's a really like twisty story.
What's that
it's about? Nick Cage, Gary Sinise. It is a good twisty story.
You said
it's
Gary Sinise and my interest has peaked.
It's like when Gary Sinise was popular, you know?
Yeah, yes. Right after Apollo 11.
It takes place after like a big boxing match or something. Someone shows up dead after a boxing match, right?
Yeah. But it sends him down this rabbit hole of investigation, which is pretty cool.
Would you put it on the same level as Face Off and Gone in 60 Seconds?
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about 8mm.
The twisty story is 8mm. We'll get
8mm.
To that in a minute.
No, but this is Cage, not good Cage.
Gary Sinise is in this. Okay, I agree with you. This is Cage. I don't think this is good Cage. Okay,
sorry.
What was the next one you just said? 8mm.
8mm. Yeah.
Here, we'll go down to 8mm now. 8mm is somewhere in this list. Okay, it disappeared or it wasn't here to begin with. All right, 8mm. We're good Cage.
That's just because Renfield isn't on this list either.
This is probably not updated. Oh, there's 8mm. I found it.
I stopped watching Renfield when Nick Cage appeared. It was not.
No. It's also one of the only movies I'm like, I wasn't offended by Awkwafina's performance.
Let's be honest. Like this list has not been updated in probably 2 years. So it's probably missing like 60 movies.
I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I'm going to say that Renfield is a B movie.
Renfield is a B movie. Okay. I will believe if any of you have seen any of these
Mandy.
Movies,
whoa.
CJ, Mandy.
Okay.
You've
Did
seen
anybody
Mandy.
see Mandy?
I've heard a lot about it. I have not seen it yet.
It's bad Cage in the sense of the movie's not great, but if you love Nicolas Cage, it's a great Nicolas Cage movie. Bad movie.
Okay. But it is full
like
Cage.
not a garbage movie. Like, you will watch it and enjoy the movie, but it is definitely not a, like, oh man, you haven't seen Mandy, go check it out. But if you like Nicolas Cage, you should check it out. My God, how many movies has this man done?
He has done a lot, and a lot of them
almost as many
seen.
As Bruce Willis.
So I am just going to skip past some of the ones I know we haven't seen, and I will say Bad Lieutenant.
Just had Cage.
You didn't. No, it's Cage.
It's Cage. I was going to say, Josh, you've seen Bad Lieutenant, right?
What is Bad Lieutenant? Cage.
It's just
corrupt cop stuff.
It's like.
Oh,
like the movie Filth. He's like a scumbag cop.
Remember when everybody was trying to do another version of Training Day?
I did see this. You're right. It is Cage. It is B. Yep.
Okay.
It was better with Harvey Keitel in 1992.
Right. Yeah. On top of that, it was a remake. Wind Talkers. Vietnam War, I believe it was.
Another one, actually. I did not see this Cage. I did know it existed. I did not see this Cage.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
Okay, all right. I have seen this Cage, and I will say it is Cage.
Oh, wow. It goes Cage. Above, like, Ghost Rider?
Oh, yeah. A lot of things go above Ghost Rider.
Yeah, this is actually like
that is not
movie.
True. If we're looking at the This Had Cage column, a lot of this does, even if we had seen it, go below Ghost Rider.
We don't know that until we see it. We don't.
Ghost Rider is a barometer
here.
Of, listen, you can sit through it, and it won't kill you, right? But there are a lot of Nick Cage movies that will
Talkers.
Kill you.
Wind Talkers had other actors, like decent actors.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah.
Has anybody seen Nicolas Cage's version of Left Behind?
No.
No.
I'm
just confused as to why it was made.
Right. I don't know why it was made, but you know what?
There's Nicolas a lot of Cage movies to it. Touch. That's not one of them.
Nicolas Cage was in it, and we're all better for it. Let's do The Family Man.
Okay. Here's the deal. I like The Family Man. But it's not a brilliant movie. I would then maybe put it in Cage in the B tier.
All right. I've got one vote for Cage. Josh?
It's at minimum A tier. I'd put it
in the... I'm willing to go up
I'm
one
agreeing
tier.
With Josh on here. It's a minimum A tier. If we're going to have Face Off and Gone in 60 Seconds in A tier, Family Man belongs in that same tier.
I'd put it above all of those movies in A tier easily.
Oh, really?
100%.
Yeah, it's in the best Cage.
It's okay.
Not only his performance, but the movie itself is on par with Matchstick Men.
Josh, you've convinced me. Family Man is the best Cage.
Jeez, that moved up two tiers from where I was.
I love that film. I think that film's great.
Yes.
Okay.
The Rock.
Good Cage.
All right, good Cage, yeah. CJ.
No, good Cage. Not Matchstick Men good, but good Cage.
Yeah, good Cage.
Better than Gone in 60 Seconds Cage, or...
I married the prom queen.
I would put it above 8mm. So we go Gone in 60 Seconds, Face Off, The Rock.
Okay. All right. I'll give you that. All righty.
You put Con Air right next to The Rock.
That is correct. That is right.
Same
absolutely.
Movie.
It's exactly
put
correct.
The bunny down or whatever.
That accent may want to take it down a peg.
No.
Hold on.
Give me the bunny.
For good Cage. My opinion, Gone in 60 Seconds, Face Off, The Rock, Con Air.
Gone in 60 Seconds, Face Off, The Rock, Con Air. Okay, all right.
Con Air, I will give you... not better than The Rock.
Agreed. right next to.
It's they're kissing cousins. They're so close, okay? But not going any further.
Okay, all right. Let's see here.
Oh,
let's do Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance. We're mentioning the original Ghost Rider.
Bad Cage.
Bad Cage, all the way down the bottom of Bad Cage.
This is the second one, right?
I will put it before Mom and Dad, but I would watch Willy's Wonderland again before I watch this again.
I'd watch a movie where he doesn't talk over watching a star in a comic book movie.
I remember, and to answer your question, yes, CJ, this is the second one. I remember seeing this movie in the theater. And thinking, first off, Idris Elba's in it. Completely forgot about that, right? He's like the whole first act. And before Idris Elba was Idris Elba. And I remember I was seeing it with my buddy, and we were like, oh, man, this is not great. What happened? And then Christopher Lambert showed up, and we said, oh, that's what kind of movie this is.
Brian, to your point earlier, there was a time in our nerdy life where you had to see every comic book movie.
Yes, to my point,
if they
that I made
didn't,
to you
they
offline.
wouldn't have made more comic book movies.
Correct.
I'm gonna stop here because I see you filtering through something. There is a movie called Dog Eat Dog, and it's him and Willem Dafoe.
Have you seen
it? I did not see this Cage, but I've heard, I've seen clips of it on TikTok, okay. And I am compelled to see this movie because of how bad it is.
Okay, that's exciting. Anyway, going back to your point, I'll stop filtering through some stuff. Go ahead.
Yes. The Ghost Rider, the original, and Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance. You didn't like Ghost Rider the first one, and Spirit of Vengeance you knew wasn't going to be good, but you had to go see it so that way they would continue to make comic book movies.
100%. This was smack dab in that time frame where
it was 2011.
I am contractually obligated to spend money on this movie.
Correct. I have to. We're not at that point anymore in our lives, thank God, but yeah.
Right. Right. If a movie is bad, I can say it's bad now.
Correct.
Even though it's a superhero film. Let's go. Let's do these back to back. Let's start with the first National Treasure.
All the way up top.
S tier. 100%.
The best of Cages, right?
I think it under Raising Arizona, I think it goes above Matchstick Men.
All right. Nicolas Cage.
Ooh,
Josh, do you
bold.
Agree with that?
That's a bold. I love Matchstick Men.
Right. I know. I think this just makes it into S tier.
Okay.
And his other more serious dramatic roles are better. Comes down to it. This is an action movie. And I almost think that the inclusion of Sean Bean means it can't be among the great movies on this list.
But here's the thing, though. If I agree with you from a Nicolas Cage perspective on that one, but the movie itself.
What? The movie itself?
It's launched. As a TV series,
that got canceled
sequels.
After one season.
Yeah,
it's
the TV series sucked.
Matchstick Men. Matchstick Men. While I love it, I personally believe Matchstick Men is better than National Treasure. Right?
It is.
I'm going to say this: your point of spawning a TV show and multiple sequels is invalid because that doesn't necessarily mean it was a good film. There are plenty of things that have spawned TV shows that are
we're just agreeing on degrees
film.
On this one. Just degree. We all agree.
Right.
The best
listen, this is
it's
what
fine.
It's coming down to, and this is how you're going to earn your points, CJ, and your argument is not correct. Here's what I'm going to say. If we're going to put Gone in 60 Seconds, Face Off, The Rock, and Con Air in good cage, I would lump those movies together with National Treasure as fun action film. I would watch this anytime. Right, I would put this on any time.
The remote dropper.
And
yes.
Out of those, that clump, this is the best of them.
Correct. It is. Yeah. It is, and it's the best story, and it has the best supporting cast.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
It clicks on everything. That's why I'm saying it's better than Matchstick Men, because while Matchstick Men is great, that third act of that movie gets really wonky very quickly, and there's you piss blood is in Matchstick Men, and that's why it's coming down a peg. I personally love it, but there's a lot of crazy Nick Cage in Matchstick Men, and justifiable by the character, but mainstream accepted National Treasure Nick Cage without a problem, and it has the least crazy Nick Cage in it.
Well,
therefore,
you know, it's a
I
good
rank it better.
Thing that this is not the Mall Walkers tier list of Nicolas Cage movies. This
Very
is that
true.
Kind of nerds tier
okay.
list.
Okay. All right. Then let's carry on.
I think this is securely in the correct spot. Another point to Josh. And I have been keeping track of points. You just have not been mentioning them.
That's perfectly fine.
All right. Let's go with The Weatherman.
I'm going to put that. God, hold on. Go back up so I can see this in relation.
This is the one where he walked around with a quiver.
Yeah, this is where he walked around with the bow and arrow. I'm gonna put it to me, this would have been like right next to Family Man, but you guys
CJ, the fact that you're torn on this tells me a lot.
It's definitely it has to be at least good cage, right? It's at least good cage. I'm debating whether I want to put it in the best cage. No, not best cage. I'm going to put it in A tier. It goes above 8mm, just under Con Air.
Okay.
Final answer.
I will acquiesce to that because I don't like this movie.
And
Josh has not seen it.
Well, I avoided it
because like, it looked like trash.
It looked like garbage.
You'd be right.
Yeah.
But I will give CJ the point here. Josh, you've gotten a bunch of points on this.
I don't disagree.
Oh, you know what's sad? I said let's do these back to back, and I didn't.
And then we didn't.
National
Sorry.
Treasure 2.
Put it. I'd put that one in A tier. I don't care where in A tier you put it.
Correct. Okay. I would maybe put it in between Face Off and The Rock.
All right, I agree with that. I'm good with that.
Because it fell from where the original
was. It did.
But it still holds up very well.
It does hold up very well.
Yes.
By the way, I'm noticing this trend of once we find something good and fun and we repeat the formula maybe once or twice, we put Helen Mirren in it. And then we make it more fun, right? Because Helen Mirren's
wonderful. That's right. That's how she got into the Fast and Furious franchises, right. Also. Yes.
Right. That was this.
Shazam. We said, hey, oh yeah, you're right.
What if
we
did this again, but with Helen Mirren?
You're right. Hold on. Can we hit real quick some of the examples of that, which is National Treasure?
But have you ever seen it on Wii?
Gone in 60 Seconds. The Fast and the Furious. What else? What else does Helen Mirren just pop into? Are those the three so far that we have?
I mean, I would argue she has no place being in Red, but she was in the first Red. So.
In the first
You're right. Red is correct. Red is correct. Yep. Again, no business in the first one, but joining the sequel. That's four movies. That's a lot.
Again, here's the thing. I just think Helen Mirren, you think a different performer. Not that Helen Mirren's bad. I love her in everything she does.
If I have a nickel for every time that happens,
Which is why
nickels.
When she so shows up in shit like Hobbs and Shaw, I go, really, Helen? Okay.
And if I understand correctly, she doesn't have any children, right? Or grandkids, right?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Anyway. Okay.
All righty. We're starting to reach back into some of the
Can I mention a movie that I just recently rewatched?
Go for it.
It Could Happen to You.
Okay.
Which is your top row, third from the fourth row.
Yes, there
it
is. Yes,
okay. It Could Happen to You is Cage.
Okay. All right. I'll give that to you.
It was fine. It's not very Nicky Cage. It's a very palatable romantic comedy. But yeah.
I mean, I there was a time around this time where Nicolas Cage was like the romantic partner, the romantic lead.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling a lot of those movies are gonna end
up there. He had the romantic chemistry of a cardboard cutout.
Well, speaking of which, let's talk about that. City of Angels.
Oh,
where do we put City of Angels?
The thing is, there's an emotional connection.
I know.
This was a date movie for Laura and I.
This was Iris, too. This gave you Iris.
That's right.
Iris.
Oh, my God.
Gave us Iris.
Listen, this is whatever criteria you want to apply.
The end of good, this forever stays, no matter what comes before or after it, the bottom of the A-list.
Yeah. No matter what. No matter what we put on the A-list from this point, we'll be above City of Angels.
Above City of Angels.
Gotcha.
But we have to put it there because of a contractual obligation to nostalgia and our youth.
That is correct.
I hope when Laura listens to this that she gives you the thumbs up, says you did good. And you know what, Josh? An extra point for this being your date movie. Go for
God,
it.
God, what a dog shit movie, though.
It's so really bad, but I can't. You can't. You're not allowed to rate it lower.
This isn't its own special rating.
It should be in its own little thing.
Because little I don't know why I don't see it here, but I need to, I have a, or is that Sorcerer's Apprentice top
shelf? That is the
Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Yeah, I put it all the way up at the top of
absolutely.
The best of Cage.
Yeah,
yes.
Best of Cage.
100.
All right, are we putting it?
All right. It's above National Treasure.
Okay. Yes.
It is above Family Man, but not Matchstick Men.
I don't disagree. I'm not going to argue that point. Okay. I think it's fine. I think that
that movie deserved a sequel, by the way.
It was really great. I thought Jay Baruchel was great. I thought
so
Alfred
good.
Molina was great. Yep. I thought the story was fantastic. Yeah. And I thought that Nick Cage, while they're like, we're going to give you a ridiculous role, he was like, I don't think this is ridiculous at all.
No, I'm going to take this very seriously.
I'm going to take it very seriously.
And I'm going to make sure that this is a great, believable performance that
you can always count on Cage
like,
for that.
If, like, this is what Bulletproof Monk should have been. I'm not kidding. That's a solid point.
That's a great place. Yes, you're right. That's what it should have been.
I love it. All right. Yeah, Josh, gosh, you're just going to take it away, aren't you? Here's another point for the Bulletproof Monk reference. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. real quick, let's delve a little bit further into the past of Nicolas Cage here. Vampire's Kiss, which we have to thank many memes with. Where are you ranking Vampire's Kiss?
It's bad.
It's bad Cage.
It's bad Cage.
But it's where better on the bad than Cage scale? I was just about to say it's better than Ghost Rider Vengeance. It is better than Next. It is the best of the worst Bad Cage. It is the
best of the worst Cage. Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm with you there. Captain Corelli's Mandolin.
Fuck? What?
You've never seen Captain Corelli's Mandolin?
I saw it. It's terrible.
It's not good Cage. It's not good Cage
at all. So the worst of the Cages.
I might actually watch Ghost Rider again before I watch Captain Corelli's Mandolin.
That's right. Yeah, I'm never watching that movie again.
What was it about? Hold on. What was it about?
It was about Captain Corelli, and he had a mandolin.
He had a mandolin. I don't understand this. Okay.
It's almost like other than having someone pop on screen once every 5 minutes to go, I lost Captain Corelli's mandolin. Have you seen Captain Corelli's mandolin? Like, other than that, it was just a shade better than that. The movie where they say the title 100 times.
Right. Right. CJ, right. I'll give you the IMDb synopsis, which was, when a fisherman leaves to fight with the Greek army during World War II, his fiance falls in love with the local Italian commander, who is Captain Corelli, obviously.
And has a mandolin.
He has a mandolin. That's how you know he's Italian.
Right, okay.
And it's got him and Penelope Cruz in it. And it's just, you know.
Wow.
Just wonderful.
Who does her damnedest to be Greek.
Was this like the big, because this was 2001. Was this like the beginning of the fall? Like, is this where he, where
I don't, he's just like, oh. I would never say that there was a beginning of the fall of Cage. We are still at peak Cage, in my
opinion. But I mean, like, okay, I was going to say, it was from like a box office perspective.
Think about it like this. They were like, listen.
I'm actually pretty sure this did really well.
If we believe that Nick Cage and Angelina Jolie could be a thing, then he could probably
have Penelope Cruz, who, by the way, probably just got done doing Vanilla Sky. When did Vanilla Sky come out?
2001, I think.
So the same year. Yeah, it did. Vanilla Sky came out in 2001, which is the same year as Vanilla Sky with her and Tom Cruise. We thought those two could have the same relationship with that woman. Yeah, I think that was the end of it.
CJ, Nick Cage. Are you ready?
Blow was also 2001, just in case you were.
Shit, was it really?
The huge swath of films.
It was more the year of Penelope Cruz.
Penelope Cruz than anything else. Yeah. Wow, yeah, way to go, her. Yeah.
This movie grew. And first off, I did not realize we were going to spend this much time on Captain Corelli's Mandolin. And it makes me so happy.
I'm downloading it as
so
we speak.
So, CJ, a point for you just because you didn't know this and this caused this entire conversation. So the gross in the U.S. and Canada was $25,543,000 and change.
What was the budget?
It made $7,209,000 opening weekend, and again that's in U.S. and Canada.
Sure.
The estimated budget was $57 million. Gross worldwide $62,112,895. So this movie, by the numbers, is a success.
Right.
Just saying.
So, and just for our record, this is being added to the Plex as we speak.
This had every producer and EP on the movie. They had a pool, right, of when they were going to cross the threshold. It's gonna be right before it exits.
It's not done yet. You don't reach your hand in there. No.
This was like as soon as Bruckheimer and Bay were done with Nick Cage, that's when this came out.
Well, here's the thing, though, and you make that joke, but it's funny. This was directed by John Madden, who directed Shakespeare in Love,
which was an Oscar winner.
This was his follow-up to his Oscar-winning movie, Shakespeare in Love. That's why this was a huge deal when it came out.
God.
Anyway.
Well, it's on my list now. I'm going to be watching it.
I can't wait to get the text message from CJ. Hey, I watched
what the fuck did you have me watch?
And I I'm waiting for CJ to be like, I actually enjoyed it. You know,
I probably will. I'm probably going to come back and be like, guys,
when they
this should at least be Cage. This is going to be me going, this should at least be Cage.
This should be Cage. I'm going to move this up. Because
I'm going to move it up.
The mandolin elevates the movie overall.
It's better than Vampire's Kiss. So like, if it's going to cross that threshold. All right, go ahead.
Has anybody seen Red Rock West?
No.
I didn't even know this existed.
I It's old Cage.
Oh, that's dear okay. God, no.
We got to do it. Pull the Band-Aid off.
Where
are we putting the Wicker Man?
Here's the problem. Can I tell you honestly?
Yes.
It is not that bad until the third act, until the movie starts to go to the resolution. And
that's actually the argument I was going to make.
Then it crosses into bad movie. I'm going to take a hard controversy. Better than next. It is.
That's not a big stretch.
It's
going to leapfrog all of that. I don't know what your special spot
better
for
than,
next is.
How about this? It's better than knowing for sure.
You're arguing that the Wicker Man is better than Captain Corelli's mandolin, which we just spent at least 7 minutes talking about.
Because you know why? It's a good movie.
Okay.
But no, it's not a good movie.
But it's a terrible movie. It straddles that line of depending on how you feel that aside. Day. Not memes. Like, it's better than next.
Josh, what do you think?
It's bad.
We all agree it's bad. Better than next? Is it better than next? That's the question.
I mean, next was terrible. So was knowing. Knowing goes right after next.
That's like the Con Air and the Rock of bad Nick Cage movies.
Knowing.
Knowing is it kisses again. Kissing Cousins to next. They're interchangeable with each other. They're basically the same movie.
I think knowing's at least Cage, but I'll give it to you.
No, I'll give it to you.
Moonstruck.
No, yeah, all the way at the top.
Moonstruck is the best of the Cages. Is it better than
Raising Arizona? I think so.
Yeah, it is. Moonstruck is. It's one of those special movies. It really is. I mean, and the cast is spectacular, but this was a big movie. And his character was really phenomenal.
Yeah. I agree with this placement. I can't believe that. Now looking at this man's...
That beats out everything.
This man's filmography, that is the best movie on the list so far.
Well, that movie won 3 Oscars.
Yeah, I know.
Very true.
It's a good movie.
Amos and Andrew.
I did not see this Cage. I know this Cage existed.
Josh, have you seen Amos and Andrew?
Good Cage.
Good Cage?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll give it Good Cage. Right above City of Angels?
It has to go above City of Angels. That's the rule.
It does have to go above City of Angels.
It's not better than any of these actions.
It's not better than The Rock and Amy. No.
I think it's secure.
Right under contractually obligated.
All right. I'm going to go out of order here for a second, and I'm going to pick Trapped in Paradise. Have either of you gentlemen seen Trapped in Paradise? I did not see this a long time ago. Joshua, where are you putting Trapped in Paradise?
What is the premise of Trapped in Paradise?
I will tell you the premise as soon as Josh tells me where he thinks it goes.
Okay.
I'm going to put it in with Good Cage.
Okay, I'll keep it with Good Cage, but it's going up here. This is actually one of my favorite.
Dana Carvey, John Lovitz. That was like
Dana Carvey and John Lovitz.
How seriously does he take the comedy in this movie?
He is the straight man, and that's what's the beauty about this film.
Yeah,
the film is he is the straight laced better brother out of a set of three brothers: Dana Carvey, John Lovitz. Ex-cons, they come to him with a plan of, hey, we're going to rob this bank in a town called Paradise. It's the easiest job we'll ever have. There's no way they'd be able to catch us. They put together this foolproof plan. They convince Nicolas Cage, we need you to run it with us. So he does. And then there's a huge snowstorm and they get trapped in the town, and they end up having, it's one of those, oh, we just robbed the bank down the street. We end up spending Christmas with the family of the person who owns the bank, and comedy ensues from there. It is hilarious. This is the same writer, CJ.
This
is giving me the vibes as The Ref.
Yes. But the Ref was really just Dennis Leary being Dennis Leary.
Yeah, it was, right.
Same writer as Bad Boys, Midnight Run, Middlemen.
All right. That's also going on my list.
You should absolutely throw
Captain
it on the list.
Captain Corioli's Mandolin and Trapped in Paradise. Are we really saying though better than Gone in 60 Seconds? Like, for real?
I'm firm in that position. Josh, you can talk me down.
No. It's better than Gone in 60 Seconds. I'll give you that. It's, you know what?
Are you willing to say, is it worse than National Treasure? Because that's what you're saying right now. You've said that National Treasure is better.
Yes, yes. Listen, because like his castmates are John Lovitz and Dana Carvey. Let's not go crazy, right? But the vibes. You said the ref, and that's I get why you're going that way. It's almost a bit. No, it's a bit more like Quick Change with Bill Murray and Gina Davis. It's a bit more like De Niro and Sean Penn did a movie where they were escaped convicts and pretended to be clergy. Like
yes,
it's along those lines.
Okay, all right, interesting. I can't wait to watch this one too.
All right, let's move on to Bringing Out the Dead.
I did not see. I've never heard of this.
I have seen it. It very likely should be the best of Cage, but this is a movie I only saw once, long time ago.
I haven't even heard of this movie. What the hell is this about?
I vaguely remember the film. I don't know if it is the best of Cage. I would probably put it in Cage, in my opinion, based on my recollection of this film. He's an EMT,
fact you can't recall it means that it maybe belongs in Bad Cage.
Directed by Scorsese.
It is directed by Scorsese.
It's not a shit movie.
Okay, you know, it's right next to like Wind Talkers and Bad Lieutenant. That's fine. That's where it can stay. It sounds like this belongs on the tail of the B tier, right? This belongs on the tail of Cage.
Right. I think that's pretty good placement.
Is it better than The Wicker Man? Right? Yes?
Yes.
Of course. Then perfect. You're good to go. Man. All right.
I mean, it's better than City of Angels. Come on. Like,
we have City of Angels firmly where it is for reasons.
Right, right.
It's better than The Rock. You know what I mean?
Oh. Like,
it's a better movie.
Is it better than National Treasure?
You're talking jumping tears, Josh.
Is it better than National Treasure?
No, it's not better than National Treasure.
Then it stays. But he is
trying to make
National
an argument
Treasure.
For good Cage. I think it's just Cage. I think it's one of those films that's a little bit up its own rear end.
Here's the thing. It's because he's not a crazy Nick Cage performance. It's a Scorsese movie.
Right. Nick Cage performances. I just don't think it's a great film.
The way you're speaking about this, take it and put it in the Cage column. But then that makes me want to say I want to adjust my barometer correctly. And I think that if that's the case, The Weatherman goes down to the top of the B tier. If you're talking about it the way that you're talking about it, I think then The Weatherman needs to move down.
Thank you. The Weatherman needs to move way down. I'm giving you a grace by putting it in B.
Okay, fine. Then it stays at the top of the B tier.
All right, let's guarding tests.
I did not see this Cage.
I did not see this Cage. This is fun Cage. I'm playing Secret Service Agent 2, I believe the mother of the president or something like that.
Yeah.
It's typical stop or my mom will shoot type humor. It's fun. It's not bad. It's fun. It's probably better than Bad Lieutenant. I will most certainly say that. All right. Leaving Las Vegas.
All the way up at the top.
Yep.
Where in the top of Cage? Better than Moonstruck?
It has to be. He won a goddamn Oscar for it.
All right.
Just let it be. No, put it up there. Just let it be. Okay. This had Cage catch. Put it in the... Just bury it somewhere. It's fine. Oh, God. Bangkok Dangerous.
Bangkok Dangerous.
The worst Cage that I saw, but I saw it.
I think this is bad Cage just for the terrible Photoshop poster. You remember this? His fist is bigger than everything else in his body.
Yeah, this goes to bad Cage, but the very bottom of bad Cage. I would rather watch Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance than watch Bangkok Dangerous.
Okay, all right. You know what? Mom and Dad was bad but fun. I'll give that to you. Josh, any strong feelings on Bangkok Dangerous?
Yeah, my feeling is that they probably had a deal struck with Chow Yun-Fat and he backed out.
Yes. 100%.
Most likely.
And they were like, who can we get on short notice? We can get Nick Cage. Like, oh, that's an awful idea. We gotta start shooting.
We initially wrote this for Steven Seagal, but then we figured wouldn't be a good idea, so we're gonna throw that away.
All right, let's go over here. Wild at Heart. Either of you see Wild at Heart?
I did not see this.
Josh, where would you put Wild at Heart?
Well, he's thinking, Brian, what the hell is this movie about?
It's got Laura Dern and Willem Dafoe. It's like
it's been a very long time since I've even thought of this film. Hang on.
I mean, the poster reminds me of like classic 80s.
No, like, it's like the
like, that's a the, young Nick
the
Cage.
Girlfriend, the girlfriend's mom like puts a hit out on Nick Cage.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
Woo.
it's just them on the run because the girl's mom put a hit out on him.
It's wow. like
it's David
like
Lynch.
David Lynch. Then, all right.
But it's like it's like if Natural Born Killers were scared and not killing people.
Right.
Sure.
That's actually a very good description, Josh, plus 1 point.
1990. I was like, look how young everyone in this cast is.
Early.
Look, it's a B, I think. Okay. Although it probably got better ratings than I'm giving it, but I don't. This is one of those things where I'm like, no.
First image
Do
search
you think
on
it's
it?
Better
Laura
than
Dern
Snake
was a
Eyes?
Smoke show. Holy shit.
Do you think it's better than Snake Eyes?
Do I think it's better than Snake Eyes? I mean, no, I don't prefer.
Then put it,
Snake Eyes.
Put it above.
I'm gonna put it above Wind Talkers.
Yeah, I was about to say just below. It Could Happen to You.
Yeah. All righty. Adaptation. Didn't he win an Oscar for this as well?
He did.
I know it this, won Oscars.
This movie is maybe the. You guys, I don't know if I would put it in S tier. It's flirting in that line with me. I would maybe put it at better than National Treasure.
I think you have to put it in the best of Cage. I think you have to put it there because it's a serious movie with a serious cast.
Yeah.
Directed by Spike Jonze. You know what I mean? Like it's a
sure.
It's also, if my memory serves me correct, is it not a prequel or sequel to Being John Malkovich?
I don't know.
They have a link together.
I'm not that deep into it. I hate both
it's
films.
A
I'm not going to lie to
movie.
You.
No, I know why you hate it. And you know what? You're definitely allowed to. It's definitely one of those movies that is divisive. But yeah. All right.
All right. Stop. World Trade Center.
Oh, God. I saw this movie.
I think many of us saw this movie. Where are we putting it?
Cage. Bottom
cage.
Of Cage.
Josh,
like,
is World Trade Center Cage?
The supporting cast is fine, but like... Like, it's an inspirational story, and it gives me the feelings, but just, like, it's also one of those movies of just, like, I also didn't, I don't want to relive that in a movie form. Right
That's
now.
Where I'm at with it.
It's way too soon.
Yeah.
It was 5 years after the
it
incident
was too soon.
Yeah. came out.
It was too soon.
Too soon.
And I, like...
Does that not get into Bad Cage? Poor
no,
timing?
I don't think it does. Because it's an actually... Like, it's a good movie. It was just tone deaf in the sense of when
they
released it.
Tone deaf is about right. Here's how I felt about it. They had the movie written about a building coming down and guys being trapped under a building. And then they went, you know how we could capitalize on this terrible event is we could make it about that. It was not, I think tone deaf is maybe the best possible.
I think they were just like, America needs a win right now. And we really need to celebrate.
It didn't
feel that way, but that's what they thought. We need to win. We know this story exists. Let's movie-ize it right now and give those firefighters a win.
And for anyone listening to this, if you want to win, like if you want to come out of that whole experience and people getting a win, watch the movie Worth. So, If you want a better example of a feel good story coming out of that tragedy, the movie Worth, starring Michael Keaton, Stanley Tucci, and others, is about the lawyer and team assigned to put a value on.
Oh, that's
now,
right. That
now
just
listen,
came out not too long ago.
It did, and. You know, you think to yourself, oh, I don't know, like this is gonna be a terrible,
yeah,
terrible
bad taste and everything. Yeah,
and I gotta tell you, it was not.
Wow, interesting.
And that is one of those, you know, for my parents' generation, it was where were they when JFK was assassinated? And
yep.
For me, nope. I remember where I was, how I felt. I remember everything about that day. I stopped watching and reading the news. On September 12th, 2001, I have not watched the news on television or anywhere else since then. So I understand the sentiment was let's give people a win. This movie this was not a win.
This dropped the ball over that. Hey, Brian, at that point, let's segue into the Croods.
I actually, yeah. You know what? Let's segue into the Croods. The first Croods film. What are your thoughts on the first Croods?
I loved it.
It's good. It's a really good movie.
Good Cage or the best Cage?
No, it's not the best. I really liked, I think he did a good, you know, idiot.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, that's not a role he's done a ton of.
And just from the movie standpoint, removing Nick Cage from it, like it's actually an enjoyable film to watch. It's a pretty good DreamWorks film. I don't think it gets the respect it deserves, but it's a definite good DreamWorks movie.
It's not How to Train Your Dragon.
No. It's not upper echelon. Let's make the theme park shit go around it, right? But just like, oh, that was an enjoyable movie. Like,
so
it's better than like
good cage.
The Shrek sequel, like Shrek the Third. Like, it's better than that.
We're in Good Cage. Right?
Yep,
we're in Good Cage. Are we putting?
This
are we putting
above
it above? Yeah, where are we putting it?
And look, in terms of movie,
better than Gone in 60 Seconds.
I agree.
I can't believe I said that.
It'd be toward the top of that tier.
It is.
I wouldn't.
I'm right there. Yep. Second place.
If the only two things on the television at the hotel were the Croods and Gone in 60 Seconds, I'd have trouble deciding.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, you know what? Let's just do this back to back. Did you guys see the sequel, The Croods, The New Age?
There's no reason to see the sequel.
I did not see this cage.
We did not see this cage.
Stop it. You ruined a good thing.
Right.
Very strong feelings on the Croods sequel. Gotcha.
Lord of War. How have we not talked about this movie yet?
Let's talk about Lord of War, CJ. Where would you like to put Lord of War?
Let me see the list so I can ground myself in reality.
Here we go.
Heart and feelings.
Lord of War. Where would you like to put it?
It is Good Cage. It is better than The Rock. Drop that there so I know how I feel.
Josh, how do you feel about that?
The best cage. I was just gonna say
I'm actually really mad at it now.
You wanted
better
the
than
best
adaptation
cage.
In between Family Man under Sorcerer's Apprentice.
It is the best cage.
It's not better than Matchstick Men.
No, it is not better than Matchstick Men. I wouldn't take it over Family Man either.
You guys love Family Man.
Have you watched it recently?
It's a great film. No. I watched it probably the same time I watched Weatherman, because I make you bet I wanted to watch Family Man, but I accidentally got Weatherman, and then I went back and watched Family Man afterward.
Every time I've seen War Dogs, I wished it was more like Lord
yes,
of War.
Yes, facts.
Because Lord of War was a really, really cool flick about just a terrible subject matter. But you go into this movie knowing this guy is a scumbag and you come out rooting for him.
Yeah. It's a fucked up thing for just a personality part.
Right.
All righty. Let's do Valley Girl. I was just about to go there. Let's do Valley Girl. What do we think of Valley Girl?
I've never seen it.
CJ, have you seen Valley Girl? I know of it. I've never seen it.
It is Bad Cage.
Okay.
It is better than Wicker Man, but not better than Vampire's Kiss. They are very adjacent to each other.
Okay. All right. Kiss of Death. Him and, what's his name? CSI Miami. What's his name?
David Caruso.
David Caruso. Yes.
It's just that right there is enough to say, I did not see this cage, but at least I know it exists.
I'm never going to see this cage.
Yes. That's not getting added to the movie list today, guys.
No, you're not going to add that?
Not adding that to the wow!
I'm giving you guys some homework to do.
I have three movies right now on my queue of, all right, I'm going to watch this next.
All righty. Let's see here. What is next? Let's do Drive Angry.
Bad Cage.
Let's Drive Angry.
It's Bad Cage.
It's kissing cousins with Bangkok Dangerous. It's so bad.
It is bad.
I would rather watch Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance than watch that.
Isn't it the same concept? Isn't it just Ghost Rider with a car?
Yeah, but at least Ghost
with
Rider...
With Amber Heard in there somewhere?
At least he has a flaming skull. like, you know.
At least he has. Okay.
At least he's got something going for. All right.
We'll put it down. We'll put it down there.
I think you should move mom and dad up one spot just so that way you could have these like, oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Nick Cage movies just like all right next to each other. They're okay. So interchangeable.
All right. I'll give that to you. All right. We got only a handful left, and I actually added a couple because I could not believe they were not on there. So we'll talk about those last. It would be a good thing if I could be able to read what the heck that is.
Pure Soul? I don't know.
I'm looking down his IMDb to find it. Give me one second. Peggy Sue Got Married. That's what that is.
That's up there. That is.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Peggy Sue Got Married. Again, you're talking about like very early Cage. It's either. It's Francis Ford Coppola. It's either.
Oh, so that's why he's in it.
Uh-huh. It's either good. This is like
nepotism.
86. This is like 86. I mean, he was in his at that point.
Was he still going by Coppola?
He was in his Nick 20s. Cage?
So he like Fast Times at Richmond High level of Nick Cage, right? Where he's not adding anything to this, right?
Other than like going back and watching it and being like, man, I can't believe that was Nick Cage. Like go look at some of the pictures. Some of the stills from the movie, and you're gonna be like, okay, so he was in the movie. Like this was a movie that.
Oh, he's top billed. Jim Carrey's in it. Helen Hunt.
Yeah, but this was a Kathleen Turner.
Yeah,
this was about Kathleen Turner, obviously. But it was a really good movie.
Are we putting in the best of Cage or that?
Oh no, Cage? No.
How old was he?
He was 22.
So Peggy Sue, who's played by Turner, attends her 25th high school reunion after separating from her cheating husband, who is Nick Cage.
No, she was 32. Like when this movie.
Help me out. I don't understand.
CJ's trying to do the math, and the math isn't.
It's like a no. It's like a. It's a story. Like they do the flashback and they tell the story.
Okay.
Oh yeah, he's in the flashback. Gotcha.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha. Good. Because I was just like how? All right. Kathleen
Turner was young once, right? You understand
what?
How the passage of time works.
Helen Mirren was young once too. No,
that's right. And was a smoke show.
Yes, she was. Fine. I will.
It doesn't. You don't have to put it up at the best. It would have to be at minimum A tier.
Okay.
And
would you think right around there?
It was. Yeah. Look, just it's Francis Ford Coppola. Put it where you want. I'd be fine if there was like a dotted line off of to the left of A.
Hold on.
Where we're like
A plus.
If we're going to do that, right, of contractually obligated, then it goes with it'll be above City of Angels per the rules that we've already established. It's still the A tier, but it goes there because of the
prestige. Putting it above 8mm as well.
I'm fine. I'm fine with all that. Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right.
All right.
There was nothing Nicolas Cage about that movie in how we know Nick Cage.
But it's a good movie.
Season of the Witch. I don't think I saw this Cage. I know it existed.
No, I avoided that deliberately.
I was going to say, I avoided this Cage as well. All right.
I may have seen this Cage and forgotten about it.
So let's talk about some of the things that I was surprised were not on the list that I added while you all were discussing. CJ, you already mentioned Renfield. Josh turned it off not even halfway through.
I can't
CJ,
even believe
you
that because I would put it with National Treasure. I loved it that much, but I'm willing to concede that it is not everyone's taste. I will say it is in the. This is going to hurt me hard. I'm going to put it at the top of the B list.
I was going to say, I think you might have some recency bias when it comes to this. Josh?
I thought it was a really.
You feeling good about Renfield there?
I'm fine with it, yeah.
All right.
Take my hit.
Here we go.
This
Into the Spider-Verse.
Unfair. This is almost unfair.
I mean, he was the noir, right? He played Spider-Man noir?
He played Spider-Man noir.
But we're rating the movie, not the man, as we argued about immensely.
Well, then you have to put it in.
It goes above Matchstick Men and just below Raising Arizona.
You are fucking crazy. This is better than Raising Arizona.
No, it's not.
Oh, you guys both hurt me.
No chance.
Listen, Brian... It hurts me to say that, but I will be objective and know that that's exactly
I will vehemently disagree, but I will put it where
I disagree too, but that is where we are.
You can, but I'm taking a Coen Brothers movie over something animated basically every day.
Oh, God. All right. After that, I disagree now. Can you move it back to where you wanted to put it, Brian? Just out of spite. Just out of spite. I don't agree with it, but just to spite that sentence.
You're discounting it
because it's animation, which is bullshit.
Not just because it's animation.
You just said
just on like the John Goodman role that he like the interplay between those three characters. What was it? Gale and I can't even remember his buddy's name. Holly Hunter was fantastic.
Just let it be where it is, Brian. Let my spite just go in my heart.
The unbearable weight of massive talent.
I know CJ
saw this. Josh, did you see this?
Didn't see it.
The best of Good Cage. If you're gonna talk about comedy the way that you're talking about Trapped in Paradise, I will maybe put it below Trapped in Paradise since you guys haven't seen it just to make you happier. But like, that's a fucking great movie.
Okay.
And semi-autobiographical. Like
Teen Titans Go to the Movies. To remind you, he was the voice of Superman. Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Better than Wicker Man.
there's a lot better than Wicker Man.
Yeah, I don't have any opposition to putting that in Good Cage.
I'm actually, and I hate Teen Titans Go. I've been very vocal about my hate for Teen Titans Go. I'm okay with this being in Good Cage.
Okay.
Teen Titans Go is incredibly popular.
It is. It is the bottom of Good Cage, maybe above 8mm.
I would put it above 8mm, below Peggy Sue Got Married. All right. Last but not least, gentlemen, Kick Ass.
Oh, this is a great fucking movie.
The movie's great.
His performance is great.
It is better than Sorcerer's Apprentice. It is just under Matchstick Men. And I have a hard time with that.
You have a problem with that, Josh.
Yeah, I'd be fine with it.
It's better than Lord of War, which is a fucked up thing to say.
Okay.
Listen, I don't care if I win or lose that episode. That right there, all the points. All the points just for that reaction.
All right, so here's the thing. Kick-Ass for me is a bit better than Mystery Men, but is not a showstopper. Like I'm not seeking out Kick-Ass, and like it's been a while since I watched Mystery Men. Kick-Ass is the same. I don't put this above Family Man. I don't put this above Lord of War. I don't put it anywhere near Sorcerer's Apprentice. I have no problem putting it above Adaptation because of the subject matter, the cast of the movie itself.
Listen, if it were up to me, Adaptation would be in the trash where it belongs. Yeah, this is your list.
Yeah, that movie would be gone forever.
But I
definitely take it over National Treasure, although because of its availability, I end up watching National Treasure way more. Because National Treasure is on every station.
It's a safe movie to put on. Like,
if you turn on a television, you can find National Treasure somewhere.
What else you got, Brian? You got anything else?
That's it. That is all the Nicolas Cage movies on here. Is there anything on here that you were or not on here that you would be like, why the heck isn't such and such movie on here? I think we've covered pretty much the large swath of what is Nicolas Cage. I think you got the good, the bad, the ugly, and more importantly, I have come to realize we have not seen a lot of Nicolas Cage.
To be fair, a lot of Nicolas Cage doesn't need to be seen. There is this new movie that's coming out about his where he's like a guy who pops up in everybody's dream or something like that. Where I'm like, I'm actually kind of interested in seeing
that. That does not seem like a terrible film.
Yeah, it seems like
it is called Dream Scenario.
Okay.
That's coming. He also had one come out this year that seemed interesting, which was Collateral, but he's the devil. It's called Sympathy for the Devil. It's got him and Joel Kinnaman in it that I was semi-interested in as well. So is there anything else on here that you have seen that you're like, why did we not talk about this Nicolas Cage masterpiece?
So hard with Nick Cage biography is fucking cuckoo banana pants to pin down things. Like, tomorrow we could do this exact same exercise and things would end up in wildly different spots.
Probably.
I need to watch it's not on there. I need to watch The Old Way because I'm a fan of Westerns and it's a relatively new Western.
CJ, write that down.
What was it called? The Old Way?
The Old Way.
Yeah. Running with the Devil was within the last couple of years. It was like, I think it was him and Fishburne and Maggie Grace. No, not Maggie Grace.
Did you watch it, or did you just know that it existed?
No, it's a thing. Like every time I flip through Netflix for a year,
it was in
my face.
The Old Way literally just dropped. Like it's 2023. New.
Yeah.
Okay, well, gotcha. I mean, again, he is. We'll just put it a hard
working. I think he's
actor.
Got like the Bruce he's Campbell thing of like if you put enough money into your budget, Nick Cage will appear. And I guess
he literally
to your point,
has
if
six
you want him to
112.
Talk,
he has 112 credits.
Yeah, he has 112 credits, but like my Brandy point Mack. Was six movies this past year that he's credited in, just in 2023.
It's like Jude Law back in like 1990 or 2004, right?
And a
The Old Way's added,
and five that he's working on, including a sequel to Lord of War.
A Where sequel do you see a to sequel Lord, of, Lord War? Of War? Is this
called
his downfall?
Lords, it's called Lords of War.
Because didn't that guy finally get like arrested and shit? Like, isn't he finally brought to justice?
He's
maybe that's what this is about.
It's about his son Anton, who's played by Bill Skarsgård.
Am I crazy? Is that movie Army of One? Him and Russell Brand. Is that who's in that thumbnail?
Army of One. Where are you looking?
It's in the. This had Cage.
Oh yeah. That
Nicolas
looks
Cage
like
and Russell Brand.
That looks like Russell Brand. Yes.
Oh, okay. By the way, I'm looking. Oh, and then this is the wrong fucking movie. 2016. Yeah. Oh. Never mind. I just saw the other poster of it. And
yeah.
Hardest of passes.
Yeah, it was directed by Larry Charles.
Who is Larry Charles?
He's a TV comedy. He's a sitcom director.
Just by the picture alone. I'm. Oh, God. I'm watching the trailer. There's Nicolas Cage with a ponytail.
No! Yep, that's a thing. That's a thing
I
that
was just
exists.
Like the thumbnail. I don't know. Maybe I would. I don't know. Maybe I'll give it a shot. Nope.
Well, here's the thing. I think we've learned
Paul
a lot
Scheer,
about
Will Sasso. Oh, no, God, Rainn Wilson. Oh, this is you just could not afford anyone that could has been in the movie recently. Okay,
I think we've learned a lot about ourselves here. I think we learned a lot about Nicolas Cage together. I think we've got a list of movies that some of us need to watch. Some of them may include A Mandolin. Who knows? But what I will
I have
say
five is, Cage movies, by the way, that are being added to my list.
I applaud you, sir. I look forward to hearing your reviews.
And I will let you know that right now the Mandolin movie has been paused. It's not doing too well.
It's too large a film.
It's struggling.
I'm going to stop sharing here. And I'm going to say this was a pleasure.
Point
I hope
up,
you all enjoyed this. I liked it.
Yeah.
Well done. Thank you. I'm sure CJ.
This is fun watching Josh winning. just
I have not announced the winner yet.
Okay.
I'm sure CJ is going to post this to all the social medias.
Yes. The list will be available in the show notes, and then I will drop the ones that are actually good into
there. You have it. And again, we learned a lot about Nicolas Cage and the sheer amount of movies he's done. The fact that he owns a pyramid. The fact that we don't. It's very hard to rate Nicolas Cage movies because the caginess always enters into the conversation. So I think that's something worth mentioning. On to winners and losers. The real question is, CJ, how do you feel you did today? Do you feel like you performed to the best of your ability?
If there was a third person being scored, I would have been second place.
Okay. All right. I feel like you are correct in that assumption. Joshua, correct, you are the winner of the episode today, not just because you clearly know your Nicolas Cage, but more importantly, coherent arguments. I agreed with you more. Even when we disagreed, you started to make me agree, and I don't like that. But because of that, you're going to win today's episode, and thus will be hosting next week's episode. And unless anybody else has anything else to say, too bad, throw it in the trash, just like you did your topics. I will say thank you all for making us your walk around your neighborhood, you're vacuuming the carpet, you're mowing the lawn, whatever you are doing. Maybe you're putting up some holiday decorations because it is that time of year. Maybe you're doing that and you're listening to us and you're screaming, why did you put Renfield where you did? Well, I will claim that you have recency bias as well. And I will say thank you all for making us your listen, and we will see you all next time.
Okay.